mostly sunny and warming up quickly with temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s across the Delaware Valley. A code orange air quality alert is in effect for today, meaning the concentration of air pollution might become unhealthy for sensitive groups. I'm Mary Cummings Jordan with WHYY News. 20 people were shot in Philadelphia over the weekend, but even so, city officials say overall violence is down in record measure this year. WHYY's Tom McDonald has details.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says one weekend doesn't make a year, and you can't look at a snapshot of time and say Philadelphia's violent times are back.
In July, in 2022, was 60 homicides. Today we look at 16. I think if you're going to just pick two periods of time, then we'll play that. We'll be going up and down. We work in our department to look at the totality of all the data.
The commissioner admits one shooting or homicide is too many, but the police department and others are working to bring the numbers down.
We look at the long game. We look at it every day, every week, every month, every hour. That is how we operate.
Bethel said July is typically one of the most challenging months of the year. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A South Jersey slaughterhouse has been cited for polluting a creek with wastewater containing blood. The EPA investigated Burlington Beef after a resident complained of smelly crimson-colored water. The EPA's Dan Aslin says the contamination might have taken place for upwards of a year because of a poorly maintained spray irrigation system.
The site has been very cooperative in trying to do the right thing. They just want to make sure that they are doing the right thing.
The waterway is used for agricultural purposes like watering crops, but not for drinking water. Burlington Beef did not respond to a request for comment. Checking sports, Phillies fell to the White Sox 6-2 last night. Series continues at the White Sox home field in south side of Chicago this evening at 7:40. Looks like Jesus Luzardo will square off against Chicago's Jonathan Cannon. And the world of baseball is mourning the death of Ryne Sandberg, former Phillies manager and Hall of Fame second baseman.